what a fun band that is. That's an acoustic band, the Ludlights, and they are going to be playing at PJ Lager House Saturday night as part of Ralph K, and I believe that's Ralph Korzenowski, who has been on the Motor Live Drive. He was in with Maruga and maybe even another band at different times on the Motor Live Drive, but he's having a birthday party at PJ's Lager House Saturday night, and along with the Ludlights, they're going to have the Don't Look Now Jug Band and the Ghost Band. And again, that's happening at PJ Saturday night. Before that, we heard I Crime doing Poverty Pink and Oscillating Fan Club doing, I don't have it in front of me right now, but they were off an EP that they had, and they are playing at the Old Miami on Friday night. So much great music coming to town this weekend. Local artists playing around. The Druid Perfume, Secret Twins, and Red 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 are playing Friday night at Donovan's. What else did I get to? So much of it. Cyanide is playing Paychecks along with a band called Fires in Japan. And Scarlet Oak is going to be opening for a band named Mara, who are coming in from Pennsylvania. That's going to happen at the Pike Room at the Crowfoot on Saturday night. So Scarlet Oak will be playing then. And we have now Live Drive at 5 on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Jill Jack is in the house. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to have you in the house and on the Motor Live Drive. The podcast is about to begin, so do you want to take it away, Mr. White?
Well, no, we want Jill Jack to take it away. What are you going to do for us first?
You know what? I'm going to do a song that's being played nationally and internationally right now. It's called Fast Moving Train.
Ooh, take it away.
She jumps on the train running, carrying all she owns, breaking unfamiliar ground, nothing quite like home. She hears the whistle blowing, fading far from view, nothing there but killing time and thinking of you. But she knows she's gotta run without shackles in them chains, holding her down tight, squeezing the sunshine from rain. It ain't she don't love you, but that burning in her veins. Keep her riding on the fast moving train. This game. She sees a mama and baby, wonders she done wrong. Trading that for this music ride she's been riding on so long. But she knows she's gotta run without shackles and them chains. Or holding her down tight, squeezing sunshine from rain. It ain't she don't love you, but that burning in her veins. Keep her riding on the fast moving train. No, it ain't that she don't love you, but that burning in her veins. Riding on the fast moving train. Fast moving train. Fast moving train. Fast moving train. Train.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Now, you say this is being played nationally, so you have a new CD out that's getting airplay?
CD. It's getting airplay in the U.S. and in the U.K., actually. And it's been a great success in the Americana charts. It's just been having a blast finding out new cities and states everywhere. I'm geographically challenged, so when I get my report of where it's being played, I look on the map and then plan to go there.
And the name of this new CD is The Songwriter Sessions?
That is correct. I fell in love with this little place called the Heartland Music Hall, and it's in Heartland, Michigan. And I was playing there acoustically one night and decided, just the vibe of it just told me I should have a recording there, and they'd never had anybody record a CD there. I brought in 9 amazing musicians from all over Michigan, many that are played on your station, and had Colin Linden from Nashville fly in. He plays, he's got his own stuff out, but also he plays with Emmylou Harris, and he's a great producer. He directed the night over 2-night period. We recorded it live. So we had, you know, my fan base got to share in it. I played 14 songs that had never been recorded before, and some of it had never been performed live. Yeah. So it was a risk, but it was fun, and I love challenge, and well, I bit the bullet on that one for sure. It was great. It turned out fantastic, and it's had a great response.
Whoa, that's great. In fact, it's got you sitting on the, on the cover of your CD, has you sitting on the steps.
Yeah, and that wasn't supposed to be the cover because I don't have any makeup on. But we were just doing a test shot, and then everybody just liked the vibe, and my husband was the final vote, so I said, okay, we can put it on there. Okay. No close-ups.
I like the sepia tone, too. It's got a great look to it.
Well, Mark Iannacci, who is also singing with me today, is also my incredible graphic artist, and he Mike Hakala took the picture, and Mark designed the cover, so it's great collaborative effort.
And Mark is here playing a number of instruments today.
Yes, especially the slinky. He is. You think I'm lying.
But he's got a whole table full of percussion and an accordion.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, you're our 160th band on the Motor Live Drive Show. Oh. And we've never had an accordion player.
Yay!
Always something different.
It's so true. We were down in Nashville. We performed at the Bluebird Cafe. And I tell everybody, I think that the reason they liked us the most was because Mark had an accordion, and the guy just seemed to fall in love with it. He really dug it. So they invited us back. So I always thank Mark for that one.
Well, why don't we let you and Mark go and just let that accordion loose.
Sure, we'll do. This next song, I'm still obviously promoting this record, but I am in the process of writing my next album, which is already tentatively entitled Sunflower Girl, and this would be the title track.
Can let her in, but can't hold her down. Can't fit. got a mama's heart and a daddy's will. Tear you apart with an old man, and she wants to fly with the bird, but stand straight and still. Puts her face to the sky, lets the sun soak in. She's a sunflower girl. She's a sunflower.
Well, thank you, Jill. We just got to get that, let those reverberations die down. That sounded so nice today.
Oh,
in fact,
you
got a bunch of shows coming up.
Oh, yes, plenty of shows. This is real busy season. Well, pretty much it's always a busy season, but this is a fun time because it's a mixture of indoor and outdoor, and I love the festival season, and we'll just be, it's what I love to do, so I'm glad to be busy.
Well, you're going to be at Callahan's on the 16th.
Yes, I'll be there. Callahan's is such a great venue. If you
it
have
is.
Not gone out to it, I had my CD release there. I had two CD releases for songwriter sessions. And Callahan's, oh, man, it was sold out. And the sound system, Pete, the sound guy there, is incredible. Mike and all the guys who work there are just phenomenal, good, good people. And plus, every show I think that's there is been quality. You know, they bring in great artists. And Marshall Crenshaw will be playing there that night. And he actually, I think, went to school with my sister, I think. I've done work with his brother. And so I was really honored. I've opened up for him before, so to do it again will be really nice.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, Callahan's really does care about the music.
Oh, absolutely. They're very, very passionate about it. And like I said, our show was a blast, but I was so, it's just one of those rooms that you're really relaxed and you have no choice but to put on a good show, so.
All right, so you're gonna be there on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday night, so I know nobody's busy on a Wednesday night, so everybody come out, it's gonna be great.
And then you've got another big show on Friday.
Yeah, that is the Wayfair Roots music concert, series concert. I don't even know exactly how they word it, but it's the Wayfarers Festival. It's the first time that this will ever be done, and it's going to be at the Magic Stick. And I believe I go on at 9:45, but you got to go for the whole show because they're going to have people like the Ragbirds, Billy Brandt, I'm not sure in what form he's going to be in, but he's got a couple people playing with him. I think Serrano Verlin will be with him, and there'll be a couple other acts on that show, and it'll be great, so definitely come out. I love when I get asked to be on the first of the festivals when they first start because they're so fresh and they're excited and everybody's ready to roll, so definitely come out to that as well.
Yeah, they've got a big lineup. They've got Misty Lynn and the Big Beautiful. They got the Northern Skies, Blackjack and the Carnies, Black Jake and the Carnies, the Catfish Mafia, Jill Jack, of course, Root Stand, who is going to come in and play here next week.
Good, good.
Root Stand will be here next week. They're a bluegrass band. Billy Brandt's got his acoustic mission band coming.
Okay, that's what it is.
Then we got Steppin' In It, the Ragbirds.
Oh, Steppin' In It, man. I didn't know. That's awesome. They're great. I'm sticking around for the whole thing. You guys got to come out for that. That's great.
And then they've just added Cornmeal.
Oh, really?
And Green Sky Bluegrass.
Sweet. Well, I knew that. Yeah, that's fantastic. This is going to be great.
And again, this is called the Wayfair Roots and Bluegrass Festival happening at the Magic Bag on the 18th.
Nope, Magic Stick.
Magic Stick.
Oh, Magic Stick.
Magic
Stick. That's even better.
Yeah.
And even better, they tell me they're going to have two stages set up, so there will be continuous music.
Non-stop. We go back and forth, back and forth. And I bet you, with all those musicians, we're all going to be hopping on each other's set, so it'll be really cool.
It will be. In fact, why don't we make it really cool here and hop on some more music to you?
Okay, we will. I wrote this next song for my husband because he always asked me if I was going to write a song about him, but every time I wrote a song about a guy I ever dated, they broke up with me. So I decided to wait till he married me, and then I wrote this song. And, well, nothing against him, but he's tone deaf, so Mark's going to sing it with me. It's called The Valentine Song.
Love the way you read my mind, the way you tell me things are fine.
The way you look into my eyes, I know that life will be just right.
'Cause you love me.
You walk right into my day, swear it'll never be okay.
But then I saw you look my way, realize you were here to stay.
And you love me.
Love comes at such a cost, but you're priceless to me. I've opened up my heart to you, and you set my soul free. Where there'd been pain, you put hope in its place. I never really thought I could ever feel this safe. When I go to sleep at night, I thank the Lord with all my might
for bringing you my Valentine, making everything just fine.
'Cause you love me.
You love me.
You love me.
Oh, oh.
Love me.
Yeah, you love me.
You love me. Oh, oh, you love me. Thank you, my Valentine, for loving me. Thank you, my Valentine, oh, for loving me. Thank you, my Valentine, for loving me.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be so cool. Yeah, the Wayfarer Fest with all those people and you. It's going to sounds like a really great show coming up.
It is going to be a fabulous show. I'd like to thank Joe Choma, who's busting his butt to make it work. And it'll be a really, really good time. And you know, the good thing is so much of what we do, we go from gig to gig to gig, and I'm not complaining whatsoever, but the only thing I ever miss is the fact that you don't get to see other artists perform. And so when they put a bill like this together, you almost feel like it's a gift to you as well as an artist, because you get to see people that you respect and you really like their music. So you get to hear a concert all the while, you know, once in a while you get to sing a few too, you know, it's nice.
All right. In fact, you've got some other shows coming up as well.
You tell me. It's crazy. My in fact, I have an assistant, Carrie, who's phenomenally keeping me on track, and she keeps telling me, you know, you forgot to put this one on your site. So if you do go to jilljack.com, it will tell you my schedule. It should be up to date. And just constantly keep looking at it, though, because it's changing every minute.
All right, but you told me earlier that you were playing on the 20th. You were doing the Top of the Park in Ann Arbor.
Yes, yes. That's another great place to do a gig.
It's always fun, and it's and it's free.
Yeah, and you know what's cool is, like, everybody's in a great mood at the Top of the Park, those gigs. You know what I mean? It's like outside. It's free. Everybody seems to be moving in slow motion. That fast-paced city life is just thrown out the window, and we always put on a fun show for that, for sure. So I'm looking forward to that one.
And then 4 days later, on the 24th, you're in Milford.
If you say so, I'm there.
I don't know what you doing there, but you're supposed to show up.
Nope, that's a Milford. Yeah, and that's funny because I booked that probably a year ago, and I forgot to put it on my site. My girlfriend called me, and she's like, "It's not there." I'm like, "Yes, it is." And I look, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, it's not there." So thank you, Charette, for keeping me in line. But yep, I'm there, and that we've had some incredible. You know, I guess I break the record every time I play there. So they said last time I was there, I had like almost 2,000 people or something crazy like that. And hey, everyone just brings their lawn chairs out and it's all mellow and it's really cool. So, yeah, loving the festival season.
All right.
Oh, definitely. And you're promoting your new CD, mm-hmm. Songwriter Sessions.
Yes.
And will you have that available at the various shows for sale?
Always. Yeah. Always. Okay. Yes. I do. Probably most of my sales are through my concerts. And although you can get them online, you can get them at CD Baby. You can also get them on, you know, just from going to JillJack.com. But it's really fun to watch people, you know, buy your CDs and then ask for autographs. And then you get to meet the people, you know, up close. You know, when you get it through an email that somebody purchased your CD, you don't get to ask, so would you like the show, you know. So I really like that part about performing as well.
Oh, yeah. I know that CDs that I buy at concerts and get them signed, those always mean so much more to me. And
yeah, me too.
Experience.
Yeah.
So do you have something from the CD or something you can play for us now?
I sure do.
Well, in fact, one thing we might do before you start is we've got a couple of CDs to give away here to our listeners out there.
Mm-hmm. Call in.
If you'll call in, 845-9676 or toll free, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio, and we've got a brand new CD for you.
Yeah, call in, because it gets really embarrassing if you do giveaways and nobody calls, you know? Then I got to take them home to my dad, and he's already got 16 of them.
Well, in fact, what are you going to play for us next?
Well, this next song was written for a friend of mine who had a lot of women trouble. He said his mojo was overcharged and and too many women in his life. So I wrote a song called Burn, Baby, Burn.
Oh. You got a racist redhead running around your bed. Got a racist redhead running around your bed. If you get too close, man, she's gonna mess with your head. You're gonna burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. That's alright. You got a blue-eyed bombshell banging on your door. Got a blue-eyed bam bam shell bang on your door. No matter what you give her, she's gonna beg you for more, more, more. You're gonna burn, baby, burn.
Ow.
Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. That's all right. Chick rub against your thigh. You got a city slick brown chick rub against your thigh. You better watch out for, cause this one gonna make you cry. Yeah. You're gonna burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn. That's alright. You're gonna burn, baby, burn. Oh. Baby burn, burn, baby burn. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Don't wanna burn. Don't wanna burn. Don't wanna burn.
Ooh, it was hot. And the phone lines have been burning up.
I was born on Elvis Presley's birthday, and every time I always go, "That's all right," I always like think of Elvis. It's so weird. I think he hops in my body for a minute and says, "Yeah, let me do that for you."
If your leg starts to twitch a little bit when you do
it. Yeah, it does. It truly does.
Well, we want to congratulate Chuck from Melvindale, who just called in and is going to get a copy of the CD.
Thank you, Chuck.
And he said he's been watching you for years and he loves your style.
Aw, you are a sweetheart, Chuck. I can't wait to see you. Next time you come to a show, just come up to the stage and tell me you were the one that did that. I'll sign it. I can sign it beforehand.
Right. Oh, that's true.
That's right. We'll
I'll
do it.
That's a good idea. So we have one more here to give away. The number's 313-845-9676. Option one gets you into the studio. Or the 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Option one gets you into the studio.
And that's a lot of dialing.
Yeah. And we also have the podcast coming up at 6 o'clock. This will be available at the WHFR website for people to listen at their leisure as many times as they want to this performance. So it sounds great from in here. This is a really impressive project that you did. You recorded this live in 2 days, and I see there's 17 cuts on this CD.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an overachiever. Well, you know, it was, I think, originally 15 cuts. And, you know, it's one of those things. I dream it, and then I do it. And you know, there's always that panic, you know, in between, and late nights of no sleeping, and oh my gosh, what have I done feeling. But you know, it just, the great thing was a friend of mine, Jason Fisher, was there, and he captured it all on video, and we were going to just use pieces of it, you know, for promotion. But it was such a nice, he caught the whole vibe. So we ended up releasing, that's also a DVD.
Whoa.
So it's a CD DVD combo. And it just, you know, it's one of those things that, like, you know, if it's right, it's going to work out. And that's truly what happened. I was truly blessed to have amazing musicians. I don't know if you can read who's on there, but I can give you a clue. We have Jen Siggett. We have Mark. You know, actually, they both are on background vocals. My normal kind of core band, Billy Brandt, Dale Grisa on keys, Ron Pangborn on drums, Nolan Mendenhall on bass. Colin Linden not only helped direct the night, helped engineer and mix the night, he jumped on and played guitar somewhere in between. Who am I missing on there? Jason
Drew.
Denny, right? Drew Howard, Jason Denny.
And Emma.
And my daughter, Emma Jack, who there is a great duet of us on that. It's track 15, and it's a cover that we heard Roseanne Cash do. It's from My Fair Lady, called Isn't It Loverly, and we sing it as a duet, and I treasure that, to say the least, because she just left for college last year, so, you know, I was definitely having empty nest syndrome, so I took every minute, you're singing with me tonight, get up here, so it was great, yeah, it was very cool.
All right, you said it's also a DVD?
Yeah,
so DVD. The DVD is separate, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so no, it, when you open it up, the DVD's on one side and the CD's on the other. And
well, it is!
I make sure I say that because so many people will email me and say, the CD's not working. I'm like, that's because you're trying to play the DVD.
I'm guilty of that myself.
I tried to put DVD very large on the DVD.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, people just don't always look, and they're busy. I know, so they get moving fast, but it does work, and it's a beautiful DVD, so I'm glad I have that, and I'll treasure it forever, because it was a huge undertaking, but like I said, it all fell into place, so you knew it was right.
And that makes it even more special.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is your seventh CD you've produced, isn't it?
Yeah. And I always think it's my last one. Like, I thought my sixth was my last and the seventh, but now this new one that's coming out, just the songs that are coming out of me right now are just really comfortable, and I love them. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm putting another one out. So, you know, just keep doing it till you follow her.
And you're doing it a lot in the next week.
You've got
the Callahan Show on the 16th and mm-hmm. the Wayfair Fest on the 18th, mm-hmm. Top of the Park on the 20th, and then you're going to Milford one way or another.
Yep, I will be there. 24th. I promise. I will be there. And I just got a call today. I think this is a go, so I think it's okay to mention it. On the 25th at Campus Martius, They're going to be doing a Detroit Music Award concert, and it's going to feature myself with my band, Thornetta Davis, Brothers Groove, and the Howling Diablos.
Whoa.
So that's going to be a kicker night, and I'm ready for that one too. So, yeah, like I said, just stay tuned to the site, and you'll see the changes as they come.
Is that the 25th of June?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's coming right up.
It sure is. I couldn't believe I was open.
Yeah.
I actually had to call some friends. Sorry, the wine party in my backyard ain't happening. I got a really good gig.
Well, why don't we keep this gig rolling along?
Okay. This song is, I wrote it when I was paying some bills. And I just had this line come to me, you know, getting blood from a stone, I think it's a sin. And that's pretty much how I feel when I pay my bills. So it's a song called Too Far Gone.
Love is not loving me the way he should. Saying anything won't do me no good, 'cause I'm too far gone. Too far gone. Your bills are strangling me again. Getting blood from a stone, I think it's a sin. Well, I'm too far gone. Too far gone. Well, I'm not giving up, I'm just giving in, and I ain't losing neither, but this ain't no way to win. I'm too far gone. Too far gone. Price is going up on gasoline. Boys and girls getting shot. God, what a scene. Well, we're too far gone. Too far gone. Road rage reeling through the city streets. If you don't join them, baby, you sure be beat. Well, we're too far gone. Too far gone. I'm not giving up, I'm just giving in, and I ain't losing neither, but this ain't no way to win. I'm too far gone. Too far gone. Little baby Jesus, won't you come around? Can't you save our souls, man? We're feeling low down. We're too far gone. Too far gone. But I'm not giving up, I'm just giving in, and I ain't losing neither, but this ain't no way to win. I'm too far gone. Too far gone. But I'm not giving up, I'm just giving in, and I ain't losing neither, but this ain't the way to win. I'm too far gone. Too far gone. Too far gone.
Mr. Marquis Anche and Slinky there, folks.
All right, get that groovy Slinky.
Yep, it's the first time I've ever seen a Slinky used on stage, but hey, you know, Mark is a first for many things.
It walks downstairs alone or in pairs. What else can you say about it?
Hey.
Everyone loves a Slinky.
Right, I loved that commercial. But I can never get mine to go down the stairs like that, ever.
Well, I want to congratulate Michael from Royal Oak, who has got just called in for the CD.
Yeah,
and says he's hoping to be able to make the show next week. So
that'll be great. Thank you, Michael.
And it's especially nice now. I know smokers are sensitive about this, but the non-smoking thing has made so many more people eager to get out and see live music that have been holding back.
Well, I'll tell you, I you know, a couple people in my band smoke, but I suffered from severe respiratory infections for many, many years. And I at one point, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, I had to cancel 8 shows. And I put a newsletter out. And in that newsletter, I put just a little blurb about secondhand smoke and what it could do to you. And I was I was diagnosed with lobular carcinoma in situ. Mm. I'm fine. And it is a form of breast cancer, very light, light form of breast cancer. I've been very lucky. But all these things pointed to the fact that when you sing in bars that are smoky, the doctors told me basically every time I breathe in, I'm basically smoking 100 cigarettes while I'm singing. So I had to quit singing in bars with smoke. And when I did that, I stopped getting sick.
Whoa.
So I have not had a cold in, since I stopped singing in smoky bars. So now that the I was actually asked by a state representative to speak in front of the House. And I'm like, well, what do you want with little me, you know? But they just wanted to hear my story. And I told him, and believe me, my dad's a smoker. He's a physician. And he said, you're taking our fun away. And I said, you can still smoke. I just don't want to breathe it. So, you know, it's really, you know, I understand it's an addiction. And I understand that it's something some people really have to do. But I don't have to do it. And I think it's just beautiful that, and I'm not a political person, but this is one thing. I just like my health. And I want to sing forever. And I'd hate to think that that's what would be, it would take away from it. So yay is all I got to say to Michigan. Thank you finally for passing that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
We agree. So, mm-hmm. Okay. But why don't we keep that lovely voice going?
Just, yeah, sure.
Just now that, yeah, we're non-smoking it here at the WHFR studio.
Yes, I'm breathing so well. This next song is off of my... It's very hard to keep track. It's off of my 4th CD, and it's a title track off my 4th CD. It's called The Love Hotel. Hotel, ring that bell,
Very nice.
Oh, you've got all kinds of things going on for Gil Jack in the next couple of weeks. You've got on the 26th, you're opening for Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh, you got the right date there?
Yeah, the 16th.
16th. There we go, 16th, yeah.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, you got the big Wayfarer Fest.
Yeah.
With everybody playing there.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, what more can we say? It's a big show. It's got two stages. It's going to have lots and lots of music.
It's going to be amazing, amazing night of music. And you just got to come and see it, everybody.
That's right. And if you want to know more about it, we'll have the Root Stand here next week on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And then you can go to the top of the park on the 20th and
up
Milford.
In Ann Arbor?
Yeah. And go to Milford, and you can even go downtown at the end of the month.
Yeah, there so, you go.
On the 25th.
And the great, that's a great thing. It's so much variety, you know? Just going from city to city like that, every variety of and then also it's different formations of my band. Sometimes it's acoustic, sometimes it's electric, sometimes it's solo, sometimes it's 5-4-3-piece. You just never know what you're going to get when you see Gil Jack. But it's always going to be fun.
And it all sounds good.
Yeah, it really does. It's fun.
Okay, well, why don't we just keep this music rolling? We got about 18 minutes left.
Okay. This next song was written in a hotel room. There's this great, great conference called the Folk Alliance Conference, and it's held in Memphis every year, and it's really, really amazing talking about a lot of music. There are probably over 1,000 musicians that attend this, but it can also get, like, really intense, because we're all vying for the attention of radio and festival people and record labels and things like that. So I always find myself pretty overwhelmed, and I always tell myself not to get overwhelmed, but then I do. And so I got into my hotel room one night when I was there, and I just grabbed my guitar and I wrote this song. It's called Breathe.
Go. feel the life suck it out of you till you can't take no more. You gotta hold on, baby, hold on. This is no time to go. You gotta let it in, let it in one more time. Go on, breathe.
That was beautiful. What a breath of fresh air on such a beautiful day to hear that song.
Oh, thank you.
It was lovely, and it tied right into what we were talking about in the last break.
Absolutely. I didn't even think about that. But good job. That's so true.
Looking over your schedule, you really do have an eclectic lineup. You've got clubs like Callahan's Music Hall out in Sterling Heights, mm-hmm. and the Magic Stick Performance with that festival. Mm-hmm. And then you've got outdoor things like the Top of the Park, and now this one you just announced at Campus Martius with Thornetta Davis on the 25th. Mm-hmm. You are just got your sound is somewhat country, somewhat rock, somewhat folk. You really blend in so well. You've got such a sound that is all your own, but yet has such a warm, comfortable feel to it that it's like you know it.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, it's great because of the fact that when I first started out, you know, and we were kind of going after record labels, and they wanted to pinpoint, like they would pick one song and they would say, okay, write just like this. And I can't. So I just felt that, not that, you know, a girl wouldn't want a record deal at some point or something, but whatever came out was such an influence of me growing up in the family I grew up in. We had five kids and everybody had their own taste in music, but we only had one stereo. So you did everything from Doris Day to Led Zeppelin. And I think somewhere along the way, I picked up a little bit of everything. And I just stayed true to what I do. And I'm comfortable with it. And I mean, even in the Detroit Music Awards, it's funny because I have won in every category. So, you know, except world, sorry. And I wouldn't even do that because those people, they'd be like, what is she doing in here?
Well, I guess we'll let Sean have that one.
Yeah, Sean is awesome. Sean Blackman, he's fantastic. But that's what I like. I think that some of the longstanding artists that you know and love, you know, I mean, take Lyle Lovett, for example. I mean, we were just talking about a record of his. And how, you know, one minute he's playing just him and an acoustic guitar. Next thing you know, he's doing this, like, bluegrass thing. Next thing he's got this, like, full band with these big singers in the back. And, I mean, that's what music's about. If you try to restrict it, it just gets stale and sterile, and I refuse to do that. So I'm just going to be me. And some people like it, some people won't, but hopefully most will. We're counting on it.
That's kind of the way we feel about WHFR, is every DJ gets 2 hours to do what they want to do, and it's a variety of music that you'll never get tired. I mean, you may not like it all, but turn it off and come back in 2 hours because you might find something that's you've never heard before, but will really grab you and hold on to you. So,
and that's why I love WHFR. And that is why I love it.
And I know John's been playing you on Sundays for years.
Yes, he's been a great supporter of what we do and what I do, and then he brings me cookies too to my shows. I mean, what more could a girl ask for? His wife cooks these, she bakes these amazing cookies. So I know after, if he comes, I know after a show what I get for dinner.
All right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left.
Okay. Well, we'll do, this song's off my sixth CD. It's a song I dedicated to Elvis Presley. And I didn't know I was dedicating it. Just kind of came out, and I was about to go in the studio to record the sixth CD, and I was supposed to be changing my strings, and instead I wrote this song, and I didn't know why. And I walked up the flight of stairs to the studio I'd never been in, and at the top of the stairs there was a velvet painting of Elvis himself. And I was like, "Well, there's a sign for you. Okay, this song's going on the CD. It's called Getting On in Memphis."
I was born on Presley's birthday, January 863. Had a burning rock, had a burning roll, had a heat burning in me. I heard a voice, a call, saying, "Baby, it's time to go. Grab a map, jump in your car, it's time for you to come home. Getting on in Memphis, here I come, Memphis." I used to sit in my room watching a black and white TV. His hips were shaking, his guitar playing, I swear he was looking at me. I heard a voice inside my head, he said, "Jillian, don't you cry. Just a matter of time, you and I could take to the sky. Moving on to Memphis, getting it on in Memphis. Here I come, Elvis. Lord knows I'm moving on in Memphis, getting it on in Memphis. Especially on that 16th day of August when the DJ said the king had gone away. And I know always saying Elvis just left the building, but I still feel him in my heart. He's burning inside of me. Moving on in Memphis, getting it on. Lord knows we're moving on in Memphis, getting it on in Memphis. Here I come, Memphis. Oh yeah, we're moving on in Memphis, getting it on in Memphis. Here I come, Memphis.
Okay. Have you been down to Sun Studios or?
Yeah, actually, I was allowed to record there. I went down there way back in like in the 90s, and I was in another band at the time when I was singing backup vocals, and we were staying at this hotel, and one of the guitar players said, I wonder what you have to do to be able to record at Sun Studios. And there was a guy swimming in the pool at our hotel, and he lifted his head and he said, "Talk to me." It ended up being the engineer of Sun Studios, and he said, "Give me $100 and you can come in." And I got to sing in the microphone that Elvis sang in. We got to use equipment. It was awesome.
Wow. You have good karma around you.
I hope it stays that way. It was beautiful. It was seriously beautiful.
Yep.
You want me to do one more song for you?
Yeah, we got about enough time for maybe.
Got 5 minutes to go, okay, so you got enough for one more song.
Well, I dedicate this to you guys and to WHFR. Stay true to what you do and live like there's no tomorrow.
I want to die.
Jill Jack here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for the Flash Drive Jazz Show.
This is WHFR Dearborn. Thank you so much.